Are you forever trying to improve your diet? Do you eat well for a few days and then find yourself falling back into old poor eating patterns? You're definitely not alone, as many people struggle to eat a healthy diet these days for a variety of reasons, and your diet is absolutely pivotal to your health and your weight goals. A healthy diet consists of lots of fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and fats, and as low as possible in sugar, processed foods, and saturated fats. Yet, it isn't always easy to eat this way. If you're like most people, then you make the resolution to eat healthy regularly, only to find yourself sliding after a few days, snacking on your favorite unhealthy snacks, or grabbing a quick takeaway after a long day at work. It's normal and human to stray now and then, but what really matters is what you do next. You can either see your slip up as an impulse to do better next time, or you can use it as an excuse to forget the diet altogether. And only one of these ways leads to better health and weight goal achievement. So if you have recently fallen off the wagon with your eating, here's what we recommend you do next. Don't blame yourself. Blaming yourself for straying will only make you feel bad and guilty and may cause you to abandon your diet overall. Instead, look to the future. Start making changes so that same issue doesn't happen again. What can you do if you've fallen off the wagon? Plan. Research shows that humans can only make a certain number of decisions a day before they get decision fatigue, which can lead them to making bad decisions. So to sidestep this, plan what you'll eat for the next 48 hours so that you don't have to make any decisions and can't make any bad decisions. Follow them. You can also focus on feel-good activities. Often you'll find that you eat foods that are bad for you because you feel bad or tired and want to feel good. Instead of looking for food, look for activities that make you feel good, but don't include food. So that can include reading a good book, doing a workout, walking, talking to a friend, taking a bubble bath, or meditating. If you want to get back on your diet, you can also do a workout. If you ate something you shouldn't, then add an extra workout to your week. This will not only limit the effects of your slip up, but it will also help release endorphins and make you feel good. So just don't make your workout something you dislike. This isn't supposed to be a punishment. If you slipped off your diet, then maybe you're bored of it. So try something new. Try to change things up a little, a new salad recipe, a new class at your gym, or a new restaurant that boasts healthy meals that have been tempting you. A change really can make all the difference to your motivation and your outlook. So that's all we have today on how to get back on the wagon if you have fallen stray on your diet. Thanks for listening. I hope you got something helpful. And remember, we're here to always empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and education purposes by DrLamCoaching.com for healthy individuals in a non-medical setting only. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. No telemedicine services, medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment are provided by any of the persons appearing in the podcast. Opinions of guests are their own, and DrLamCoaching.com does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of DrLamCoaching.com. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.